following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives.
Thank you. Boogie Wesseltoft from his wonderful Christmas seasonal album called It's Snowing on My Piano. A medley there, and this is one of those seasonal albums that gets played at my place every year for sure. It's just a gentle background, a gentle reminder of the season with a very sensitive portrayal by Wesseltoft there on those often familiar but some not familiar tracks. Very interesting. And it's moved us all the way well into our last hour now. It's 12:15 here. And around about this time, I need to tell you just what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin, and I hope that you will do that 24/7 around the whole year. This little station does a very fine job, and we punch above our weight, as the sort of militaristic expression goes. And this program is called Voyage, jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays live, streamed live at ckuw.ca, archived there as well, so that you can check out previous shows. If you wish, if you follow the links and to Voyage or to the program of your choice, there are options for downloading or listening to portions or all of previous shows. Well, Boogie Wesseltoft is capable of playing across a wide range, but that album has captured the attention of people who regularly review these things, and he comes up a winner every single time. Well, we're going to change the mood a little now. Well, we're staying seasonal, and yes, it's getting close to playing the track that I play every Christmas show. I'm going to precede it with a sort of a larger ensemble rendering of Deck the Halls, which attribution is very interesting. It's attributed to Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea in the album. I don't believe that. It's also referred to somewhere else as an orchestra put together by Tio Macaro, one of the technical people at Columbia, which is the label that sent this. Anyhow, I'm rambling on here, and I shouldn't. The first track is just Deck the Halls in a very swinging version. And following that, the one and only Deck Us All with Boston Charlie. Now, I need to explain this just because of my age. Long before most of you were born, probably, there was a comic strip called Pogo. Pogo was a possum who lived in a swamp, Okefenokee Swamp, I think in Georgia or Florida, wherever, with his other sort of animal creature fellow residents. And behind all the fact of living in a swamp and talking to alligators and stuff like that, there was social comment and very acerbic humor in a lot of his a lot of the comic strips. The cartoonist was a guy named Walt Kelly, who was a very strong activist, and it showed in his writing. You may perhaps have heard a couple of things that have survived, because there certainly isn't a Pogo comic strip anymore. But Pogo is the one who was responsible, and one of his comic strips was saying the famous expression, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." Mm-hmm. And one of my favorites is, folks can never read the handwriting on the wall till their backs is against it. That one always strikes home with me as well. But that was Pogo. And every now and then in the comic strip, the various characters burst forth in some sort of parody of some sort of song that was known, and the words sort of stuck. Lambert Hendricks and Ross, the vocal trio who did all sorts of scat and wonderful covering of all sorts of things, picked up on this and gave music to the words of "Deck Us All" with Boston Charlie. And so I'm not going to play the Halls, and then you're going to hear the famous "Deck Us All" with Boston Charlie. Hang on. Here we go.
Thank you.
And there they go for another year, Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross with the touching and beautiful seasonal tune, Deck Us All with Boston Charlie. There's probably people out there saying, oh, Keith, give it up. Why do you do this every year? But I enjoy it. So there you go. It's a tradition, you know. It's a Christmas tradition, like putting lights out and stuff like that. And it's 12:30, and yes, you are listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here at live in the studio, streamed and archived at CKUW.ca, so you might be listening to this at some other time down the road, but be that as it may. I'm going to move along now to a single that was released just fairly shortly ago by Nick McLean, who is a pianist who released just a single of a Christmas tune, which is sort of the liner notes sort of say it's Bill Evans type thing. Sorry, I'm grabbing about four things at once here and not succeeding very well in actual fact. Nick McLean, anyhow, blah, blah. And he has a new holiday single. It's the Christmas Time is Here. And yes, it is the Charlie Brown Christmas. Vince Gagliardi tune, Christmas Time is Here, with a little different twist than what you're normally going to hear. So I'm going to play Nick McLean playing Christmas Time is Here. Thank you. a very nice version of Christmas Time Is Here with pianist Nick McLean. It was a single release. It wasn't from an album. It was just came out a month or so ago to mark the season. And neat stuff. A Canadian musician there. And Christmas time is just about here, indeed. Well, it's getting fairly close to the end of our program today. My Christmas show is just about to wind down. And as I mentioned, I will not be able to be here next Wednesday, but I'll be back on the first of the year, probably with a whole bunch of selections from the albums that I have really enjoyed for this year just winding down. And as the program winds down, I'm going to take us out with, as I mentioned at the beginning, with a number of tracks, as many as can be fitted in, with Duke Ellington's rendition of the Nutcracker Suite, which is always a seasonal favorite in this and every other city, I think, in the Western world. But I will be taking him out with his orchestral version of the Nutcracker Suite. I just want to say, this season, I know, can be very difficult for some people. Maybe you're one of them. And all I can say is I hope that somehow, somewhere, you can find someone to give you a hug or a handshake or a smile or whatever to help you get through. It's a time when it brings back memories that somehow stay hidden even when we want them to. But on the other hand, some people find this the joyous season and they just exuberate in it from one end to the other. Somewhere on that bell curve, you are. And wherever that is, I hope that the season is one that meets your needs and allows you to get some enjoyment, some peace, some friendship, all those sorts of things that are so critical to our mental health. My name is Keith Black, and as always, Christmas or whenever, it's a treat for me to be able to share my music with you for 3 hours here on Wednesdays, and I will be back 2 weeks from today to do it all over again as we start a brand new year, and maybe this Annis Horribilis will not be quite as horribilis next year. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. Anyhow, take care of yourselves for the next week or two. Enjoy what you can of the season. And take it all in if you possibly can, and share it if that's possible for you. To take us out then, what I will do is play as much as I can of the great Duke Ellington Orchestra playing the Nutcracker Suite. Bye for now. See you in the new year. Thank you.